You don't need more plans. You don't need more motivation. What you really need is to learn how to stay consistent, no matter what. That's where most people fall. They start something, feel good for a few days, then stop when it gets boring, hard, or uncomfortable. And they keep doing that over and over again. The result? Nothing changes. This audiobook is not about hype. It's about real-life answers. You'll learn exactly how to stop quitting on yourself, how to push through when your mind wants to give up, and how to show up every single day, even when no one's clapping for you. If you've ever said, "I want to stick to something, but I keep falling off," this was made for you. You'll walk away with tools that actually work. No sugarcoating, no guessing, just real clear, step-by-step ways to build a consistent life and never fall back again. Chapter 1. Decide once and stop changing your mind again. That's where it all begins. You want consistency. You want real progress. You want to finally see results that last. Then stop making decisions every week. Stop restarting every month. Stop giving yourself room to negotiate with the things that are supposed to matter. You don't need more plans. You don't need another idea. You need a decision, one strong decision that becomes non-negotiable. Most people think they're making decisions, but they're really just making suggestions to themselves. They say, "I'll try," or "let's see how it goes." That's not a decision. That's a temporary thought. That's you giving yourself an escape route. And the mind is tricky. If you don't give it clear orders, it will convince you to take the easier road every time. It will offer you comfort when you need discipline. It will offer you excuses when you need effort. So if you don't decide firmly, I mean really decide, you'll always be stuck in the loop of starting and stopping. Think about how much time you've already wasted switching goals, changing plans, starting over. You set a fitness goal in January. You drop it in February. You pick up a business idea in March. You're bored of it by April. You get excited about a habit on Monday. By Friday, you've already quit. That's the pattern. And it all comes back to one thing. You didn't decide. You thought about it. You wanted it, but you didn't decide. Because real decisions are painful. Real decisions are scary. Real decisions lock you in. And that's exactly what you need. Consistency doesn't come from motivation. It doesn't come from mood. It comes from structure. And structure begins with a decision that doesn't change just because your emotions do. Emotions are like the weather. They shift, they swing. They surprise you. But a decision, that's your anchor. That's the one thing you hold on to when everything else is unstable. You know what separates successful people from the rest? It's not talent. It's not even intelligence. It's that when they decide on something, they don't question it every time it gets uncomfortable. They don't debate it with themselves. They don't keep asking, "Is this the right thing?" They already decided. Now they just show up for it, over and over again. When you make a real decision, something changes inside of you. You stop negotiating with weakness. You stop running from responsibility. You stop entertaining distractions. You don't look for what's easy. You look for what's necessary. You stop switching paths because you already chose one. And your job now is to walk it all the way. That's how you build consistency. It's not complicated, but it is uncomfortable. And that's where most people back out. The moment they don't feel excited anymore, they back out. The moment they hit resistance, they say, "Maybe I should try something else." And they go back to square one, again, and again, and again. It never ends. And deep down it wears you down. Because every time you walk away from something you said you'd stick to, your confidence drops. Your self-respect shrinks. You begin to believe that you're not capable of following through. That belief, it's dangerous, because if you think you're someone who doesn't finish things, that becomes your identity. And identity controls behavior. So the next time you try to commit to something, your mind reminds you, "We've been here before, remember? You quit last time, you'll probably quit again." And that voice grows louder, the more often you prove it right. That's why one firm decision can change your life. Not just your habits, not just your routine, your entire self-image. You've got to protect your decision. Every single day, when you wake up tired, protect it. When no one supports you, protect it. When you're tempted to skip the work, protect it. If you don't protect your decision, you'll give it up in pieces until there's nothing left, and you won't even notice it, because that's how it happens. One compromise here, one excuse there, one small delay that turns into a big distraction, and before you know it, you're off course again. So here's what I want you to do. Think about one thing, just one, that you've been starting and stopping for too long. Something that matters to you. Something you've been thinking about every week but haven't fully committed to. Now ask yourself, what would it look like to finally decide? Not try, not test, decide. No more plan B, no more see how it goes. Just this is what I do now. Once you decide, you take away the pressure of choice. That's the power of consistency. You don't need to keep waking up wondering what to do. You already know. You just do it. You don't argue with it. You don't ask how you feel about it. You just get it done, because that's who you are now. You don't need more discipline when you've made a clear decision, because decision leads to structure. Structure leads to action. Action builds habits, and habits create results. That's how real change happens. That's how people build businesses. That's how people change their health. That's how people rebuild their confidence. Not by chasing motivation, not by waiting for the perfect day, but by deciding once and never letting go. You can't have a strong life with a weak decision. If you keep changing your mind, your results will keep changing too, and not in your favor. You'll always be chasing stability while living in chaos. Consistency demands certainty, and that certainty starts with you, not your environment, not your support system, not your mood. You don't need to feel strong every day. You just need to follow through on what you said. That's how you build strength, by doing the work even on the days you feel weak. That's how you build trust in yourself, by doing what you promised even when no one's watching. That's how you build character, by staying in the game, when your mind is begging for an exit. Decide once, and live by it. Don't just say you're going to change, prove it to yourself by staying the course. You don't need a backup plan for your dream. You need a deeper reason to follow through. You need to stop making decisions based on how you feel today, and start making decisions based on who you want to be every day. Every time you choose to stick with it, you build something that can't be taken away. And that's your consistency. No one can fake that. No one can give it to you. And no one can take it from you. If you've been starting and stopping too much, now is the time to put an end to it. Not tomorrow. Not next month. Now. Decide once. And stop changing your mind again. Chapter 2. Do it especially when you don't feel ready. Most people wait for the perfect moment. They wait to feel ready. They wait to be confident. They wait to have more knowledge, more time, more energy. And in that waiting, they lose momentum. They lose progress. They lose opportunities that never come back. The truth is, if you only act when you feel ready, you'll spend most of your life stuck in place. Readiness is a trap. And it's one that keeps people stuck in average, because life doesn't reward the ones who wait. It rewards the ones who move. Success doesn't ask how you feel today. It doesn't care if you're tired, uncertain, or nervous. It only responds to action. And real growth begins the moment you move, before you feel prepared. That's where you develop resilience. That's where you sharpen discipline. That's when you learn that your mind lies to you. It says, you're not ready. It says, wait until later, but later becomes next week. Next week becomes next month. And before you know it, another year passes and nothing changes. You can't afford to keep doing that. You can't keep putting your future on hold because you don't feel 100% ready. Most people never start their best work because they're chasing a feeling. They believe clarity will come before the first step. But clarity only comes after you begin. You find your rhythm by moving. You find your strength by doing. Not by sitting in your head replaying doubts. Not by waiting for a wave of motivation. The truth is, most of the important steps you'll ever take will feel uncomfortable. You'll feel exposed. You'll doubt yourself. But that doesn't mean you're not capable. It just means you're human. And if you only do what's easy, you'll never get what's worth having. That uneasy feeling, that's your mind adjusting to change. It's part of the process. And the people who win, they move through it anyway. They act even with shaky hands. They speak even with a shaky voice. They start even when the outcome isn't guaranteed. Because here's what happens when you act before you feel ready. You prove to yourself that you're stronger than fear. You take back control from hesitation. You start building something real. You stop living in your head and start creating in real life. And that changes everything. Every single person you admire started before they felt ready. They took action while they were still unsure. They figured things out along the way. They didn't wait to feel fearless. They just moved through fear. That's the price of growth. You don't escape discomfort. You walk through it. And if you're serious about staying consistent, this is the secret most people miss. You don't need to feel ready. You just need to take the next step anyway. Your mind will give you 1,000 reasons to pause. You'll tell yourself, I don't know enough. Or what if I fail? Or what if people don't take me seriously? But that voice isn't your guide. It's your limit. And you don't overcome limits by negotiating with them. You break them by proving them wrong. One action at a time. You don't build consistency by waiting for comfort. You build it by acting through discomfort. You build it by showing up when everything inside you says, take the day off. You build it by moving forward when your emotions want to pull you back. That's how you create momentum. That's how you train your mind to follow through. And it's not about being reckless. It's about having the courage to begin when everything isn't perfect. Perfection is the enemy of consistency. It tricks you into thinking you need more time, more knowledge, more approval. But none of that matters without action. The best time to start was yesterday. The next best time is right now. You won't feel confident until you've done the work. You won't feel strong until you've struggled through the hard days. So waiting to feel ready before you move is like waiting to feel fit before you work out. It doesn't work that way. Action builds readiness. Repetition builds strength, and small progress builds belief. And belief, that's what you're really chasing. You don't need to believe in the entire journey. Just believe you can take one more step. Just believe you can keep showing up today. And when you prove that, your confidence grows. But you'll never reach that point if you stay stuck in the cycle of waiting. Most people spend their whole lives preparing to start. They plan. They research. They talk about it. But they don't do it. And that's why they never build consistency. Because consistency doesn't come from planning. It comes from action. The kind of action that doesn't ask for permission. The kind that gets up and moves even when the mind says, not today. You have to train yourself to act early. Act when the doubt is loud. Act when the fear is present. Act when your confidence feels low. That's the decision that creates separation. That's what the high performers do. That's how you start to rewire your own psychology. Because your mind is watching you. Every time you push through resistance, it learns that you're not controlled by fear. And the more you do that, the quieter fear becomes. You begin to trust yourself again. You begin to believe that you'll show up no matter what. And that belief, that's your real power. That's what keeps you going when motivation fades. That's what gets you through the weeks where nothing goes right. That's what makes you consistent, not hype, not energy, not excitement, but trust in your own ability to keep showing up. So stop looking for signs that you're ready. You won't find them. The sign is you. The proof is in your action. Every time you move before you feel ready, you strengthen the part of you that follows through. And the stronger that part gets, the easier it becomes to stay on track, even when life hits you, even when the day feels heavy, even when you'd rather avoid the work. You start by moving forward in the middle of hesitation. You keep going when the voice in your head says, "Not yet." You take the first step with doubt still sitting on your shoulder. And eventually doubt loses its grip. That's what consistency looks like. Not perfect. Not always powerful. But real. Daily. Honest. It's not about how confident you feel. It's about how committed you are. And the most committed people are the ones who stop waiting and start doing. Even in the middle of fear. Even when they feel behind. Even when nothing seems certain. You have to choose action over emotion. That's the decision that separates those who get results from those who stay stuck. The people who move forward don't have fewer doubts. They just act anyway. They don't always feel brave. They just show up anyway. They don't wait to be ready. They choose to begin. And so should you. Because everything you want is on the other side of hesitation. And hesitation will always be there. Until you move through it. So move. Not because it's easy. Not because it feels safe. But because your future deserves more than delay. Do it especially when you don't feel ready. That's where you'll find your strength. That's where you'll discover who you really are. And that's how you'll build the kind of consistency that doesn't break. Chapter 3. Act now before your brain talks you out. Every time you think about doing something important, something meaningful, something that could change your life, your brain shows up with a reason not to. That voice in your head, it's fast, sharp, and always ready with excuses. It will say, "You're too tired." It will say, "It's not the right moment." It will even say, "What's the point?" And if you don't act right away, if you give it a few seconds too long, it will win. You'll end up doing nothing. Again. That's why it's not enough to plan, or to think positively, or to hope for the right mood. You need to move before your brain talks you out of it. The mind is a powerful tool, but it also resists discomfort. It will always try to pull you back toward what feels easy, familiar, and safe. And if you give it time, even just a little, it will fill your head with reasons to wait. It doesn't care about your goals. It cares about comfort. It doesn't care about progress. It cares about safety. So if you want to stay consistent, you can't wait around for your thoughts to line up perfectly. You've got to beat hesitation with action. This isn't about motivation, it's about pattern. Every time you hesitate, you reinforce the habit of pulling back. And every time you move without waiting, you create a new pattern, one that says, "I don't freeze, I don't wait." That pattern is what separates people who build momentum from those who stay stuck. Because momentum doesn't come from thinking. It comes from movement, real-time movement. Immediate decisions. If you have a task to do, do it now. If you told yourself you'd work out, start. If you plan to study, create, build, write, fix, learn, start now. Don't give your brain the extra time to analyze and delay. That's when the doubts grow. That's when the small voice says, "You can do it later," and later becomes never. We all have those small windows where the idea to do something flashes in our minds. Wake up early. Eat better. Call someone. Do the thing you've been putting off. That moment, it's short. And if you don't move, it closes. You miss it, and it doesn't come back with the same strength. The brain is like a filter. It quickly edits out what feels difficult. So if you don't act fast, your energy to follow through drops. You've probably felt it before. You get the urge to do something productive. You feel the spark. And then you pause. You overthink. You scroll your phone. You check the time. You look around. You think, "I'll do it in 10 minutes. Then it never gets done. That 10 minutes becomes a whole day. The opportunity to be consistent is gone. Not because you didn't care, but because you didn't act. You're not lazy. You're not weak. You're just letting your brain take over. And the brain's job is to protect you from pain. The problem is, the brain doesn't know the difference between real danger and simple discomfort. It treats hard work like a threat. It treats challenges like risks. And that's why you've got to act before your thoughts settle in. Because once they settle, they start pulling you backward. You don't need to feel brave. You don't need to feel inspired. You just need to move. That's how you stay consistent. You make it automatic. You don't wait for your brain's approval. You don't argue with it. You don't ask for permission. You just act. Again and again and again. This is how strong habits are built. Through immediate movement. Through not letting your brain run the show. If you keep delaying, you reinforce that delay. But if you keep showing up quickly, you train yourself to be consistent without overthinking. And that's a powerful skill. It means when you say you'll do something, you do it. Not after thinking about it for hours. Not after waiting for the mood to hit. Right away. You want more control over your life. Then stop giving your brain so much control over your actions. The brain is smart, but it's also scared. It's cautious. It wants to save energy. It wants to avoid pain, so it will always push you toward what's easy. But what's easy never leads to growth. It just leads to comfort. And comfort, when overused, becomes regret. You don't need more time. You don't need more preparation. You need to trust yourself enough to start now. That's what people who grow do. They act even when they're unsure, because they know the mind will always find a way to delay. And they've stopped listening to that voice. This doesn't mean you never think. It means you think after you've started. You adjust as you go. You reflect later. But when the idea to act hits you, you don't waste it. You don't pause. You don't give space for doubt to walk in. You just move. You'll be surprised how much progress you can make just by shortening the gap between thought and action. That gap, those few seconds where you decide whether to act or wait, that's where consistency is won or lost. That's the zone that most people never master. But if you do, everything changes. You become the kind of person who gets things done. You become dependable, reliable, not just to others, but to yourself. And that's what builds real self-esteem. Not positive talk, not compliments from others, but knowing that when it's time to act, you act. That you don't fold under your own hesitation. That you can trust your own word. That your decisions turn into behavior. That's what gives you power. That's what makes you consistent. Think about the times in your life when you were most productive, most effective, most locked in. I guarantee you didn't overthink. You didn't hesitate. You just got into it. You were in motion before the noise in your head had time to stop you. That's not a coincidence. That's what action-first living looks like. You can have that every day, but you need to practice it. You need to break the habit of waiting, because waiting feels safe, but it costs you everything. It costs you progress. It costs you belief. And it keeps you from building the life you say you want. So the next time you feel the urge to act, don't wait. Don't plan. Don't give yourself a countdown. Move. Before the brain steps in, before fear shows up, before excuses start to form, train yourself to move on command. Not when it's convenient, not when you feel like it. Right now, the gap between who you are and who you want to be is made of moments like these. Moments where you either move or freeze. If you want to win, if you want to stay consistent no matter what, you must take those moments and own them. Take the lead. Be the one who acts fast. Be the one who doesn't get pulled back by doubt. Be the one who builds their life through movement. The brain can talk, but you don't have to listen. Your future will thank you for every time you moved before your mind stopped you. Chapter 4. Respect your goals like they actually mean something. Most people treat their goals like casual thoughts. They write them down once, talk about them when it's convenient, and forget about them the moment something easier shows up. But if your goals really mean something to you, if they carry weight, if they reflect the life you say you want, then your behavior has to show it. You can't say something matters and then give it half your effort. You can't call it important and then treat it like an option. That's not how people who achieve real change live. That's not how consistency is built. If your goal doesn't get your full respect, you'll never follow through. You'll skip the work when it's hard. You'll push it aside when you're tired. You'll find reasons to delay. And here's the truth. The way you treat your goals is the way your life will treat you. If you make your goals negotiable, your results will be unstable. But when your goals become non-negotiable, your life starts to shift. You've got to stop treating your goals like decorations, something you hang up for inspiration, but never fight for. Goals are promises. They're commitments. They represent your values, your standards, your future. And when you ignore them, it's not just about breaking a plan. You're breaking trust with yourself. And once that trust is broken, everything falls apart. You start to doubt yourself. You start to lower your standards. You start to accept a watered-down version of the life you wanted. The way you build that trust back is by giving your goals the same respect you'd give to something sacred. You don't cancel them for no reason. You don't delay them because you don't feel like it. You don't put them behind distractions, entertainment, or temporary emotions. You put them first, because they matter. And when something matters, you make room for it. You show up for it. You defend it. That's what it means to respect your goals. It means you don't skip your routine just because you're not in the mood. It means you work through days where nothing feels exciting. It means you don't let people talk you out of what you set out to do. You don't hand your future to other people's opinions. You guard your direction with discipline. You protect your path with action. Look at your schedule. Look at how you spend your time. That's where your real priorities live. Not in your words. Not in your journals. In your actions. If your goals aren't showing up in your daily life, you're not respecting them. If they keep getting pushed to next week, you're not treating them like they matter. You're treating them like a hobby. And hobbies don't change lives. You need to show up like it counts. Not for others. For you. For the life you know you could live if you stayed consistent. That's what this is about. Not perfection. Not constant motivation. But commitment. Showing your goals that you're serious this time. Showing yourself that you're done breaking promises. Because every time you follow through, even when it's tough, even when no one sees it, that's power. That's how self-belief grows. Not by talking yourself up, but by proving to yourself that you can be counted on. You've got to act like your goals carry weight. Because if they don't, then why are they on your list? Why are you thinking about them every day? Why do they keep showing up in your heart if they don't deserve your respect? You can't keep saying this is the year and then treating each day like it doesn't matter. Every day matters. Every decision matters. Every skipped session, every broken plan, every lazy excuse, they all send the same message. This doesn't really matter to me. But when you flip that mindset, everything starts to shift. You wake up with more purpose. You move with more clarity. You stop needing to convince yourself. The respect is built into your habits. You don't need to hype yourself up. You know what needs to be done. And you do it. That's what separates people who win from those who stay stuck. It's not just what they want. It's how they treat what they want. There will always be distractions, always be reasons to pause, but none of that should get more attention than your goals. They represent something bigger than today's mood. They hold your future, and if you keep playing small with them, life will respond with small results. You can't expect a big life from small effort. You can't expect transformation when you treat your goals like a backup plan. You have to go all in. You have to show up even when it's inconvenient. Even when you're overwhelmed. Even when you don't feel like you're making progress. Because it's in those moments. The quiet ones. The private ones. The frustrating ones. That consistency is built. That's where the muscle is formed. That's where self-respect is earned. Not from big wins, but from small decisions. From tiny acts of discipline. From choosing to act like your goals matter, over and over again. So ask yourself, what would it look like if you respected your goals fully? How would you move? How would you schedule your time? What distractions would you cut out? What habits would you stop tolerating? What standard would you raise today? Don't just answer those questions. Live the answers. Put them into action. Take your goals off the shelf and give them your full presence. Stop letting fear dilute your ambition. Stop letting laziness steal your future. Start treating every step like it's part of something meaningful. Because it is. When you start respecting your goals, you stop relying on motivation. You create a standard. And standards stay even when moods change. Even when people doubt you. Even when nothing feels easy. A standard keeps you steady. It keeps you honest. It keeps you locked in when everything else pulls you away. That's how you stay consistent. Not by chasing perfection. But by showing up like this matters. Every single day. No one else can do that for you. No one else can give you that mindset. It's a choice. A choice to stop playing with your future. A choice to stop treating your goals like an option. a choice to give them the respect they've always deserved. And once you make that choice, you move different, you show up different, and everything starts to change. So if you're tired of starting over, tired of talking more than doing, tired of wondering why things haven't clicked, start here. Respect your goals like they actually mean something. Let your actions reflect your values. Let your habits show your seriousness. Let your effort match your ambition. And when you live like that, when your goals are backed by real effort, by real focus, by real respect, the results will show up. Not all at once, not overnight, but they'll come. Because consistency built on respect always leads to something great. Always. Chapter 5. Make it a rule, not just a wish. Most people treat improvement like a hope. They speak about change the same way they speak about luck. I wish I was more disciplined. I hope I can stay on track this time. It would be nice if I had better habits. But nothing solid ever gets built on hopes. Wishing doesn't make progress. Rules do. When something becomes a rule, it's no longer optional. It's not based on feelings. It's not up for debate. It becomes part of how you live, not just what you want. Wishes fade. Rules stay. You need to stop treating your goals like wishes and start treating them like rules. If you say you're going to work out, make it a rule. If you say you're going to wake up early, make it a rule. If you say you'll stay focused, make that a rule too. Not a suggestion. Not a preference. A rule. Something you do whether you're in the mood or not. Something that gets followed even when you're tired, even when you're busy, even when no one's watching. A rule is something you build your day around. It doesn't bend to your emotions. It holds you up when your willpower drops. A wish will disappear the moment you feel overwhelmed. A rule stays in place. That's the difference between people who stay consistent and those who don't. The consistent ones have rules for how they live. Their effort is not controlled by how they feel. They don't give themselves permission to negotiate with their goals. They don't keep rewriting their standards when things get hard. If something matters to you, it must become a rule in your life. That means it has a time. It has a process. It has a clear spot in your schedule. You don't try to fit it in. You build around it. You make it part of who you are. It's not something you do once in a while. It's something you show up for daily, no matter what. That shift from wish to rule is what builds real momentum. It removes confusion. It simplifies your path. It eliminates the back and forth. You don't need to think so much. You already decided. The rule is set, and that structure creates space for focus. People fall off track because their expectations are soft. Their habits are loose. Their goals are vague. When you live like that, you leave too much space for distraction. You allow too much flexibility for excuses, and your progress dies in that gap. When you operate with clear rules, you don't rely on motivation. You move because you said you would. You don't need to feel like it. You don't need to wait for the right time. You already know what needs to be done. And you've removed your right to skip it. That's strength. That's discipline. That's real personal power. When you live by a set of rules that push you forward, even when it's not easy. Think about how you treat other areas of your life that operate by rules. You don't show up to work 2 hours late just because you were tired. You don't ignore bills because you weren't in the mood. You don't walk into appointments whenever you feel like it. Those are rules. They have consequences. You follow them because they're part of a system you respect. Why should your personal goals get treated with any less seriousness? You must develop that same respect for your own process. You must create a set of rules that guide your life, and then stick to them like they matter, because they do. These rules are the foundation of your future. They decide how consistent you'll be. They determine how much progress you'll make. Without rules, you drift. You get lost in thoughts and feelings and opinions. You wait for energy. You wait for signs. You wait for someone to push you. And nothing great is built on waiting. Every goal you have should be supported by a rule. Not a maybe. Not a someday. A rule. Something simple. Something clear. Something you do no matter what. You don't skip it. You don't reschedule it. You don't replace it with distractions. You make it part of your daily identity. When people say they struggle with consistency, what they're really saying is they have too many wishes and not enough rules. They hope to improve, but they haven't committed to the structure that makes improvement possible. They keep starting, but they don't anchor their actions to anything fixed. That's why they stop. That's why they go back to old habits. They didn't build their routine on rules. They built it on emotion. And emotion is never consistent. One day you feel strong. The next day you don't. One day you're excited. The next day you're unsure. If your actions follow your emotions, your life will always be unstable. You'll get excited for a week, then fall off. You'll make plans, then abandon them. You'll talk about goals but never stay with them long enough to see results. But when you create rules, and I mean real, personal, non-negotiable rules, you gain control. You wake up and already know what the day requires from you. You move even when your mind tries to slow you down. You finish what you start. You don't make decisions based on comfort. You move based on commitment. This isn't about being strict for the sake of it. It's about creating freedom through structure. Because real freedom comes from knowing you're doing the right things, at the right time, for the right reasons. It's not random. It's not reactive. It's focused. It's clear. It's built on standards that don't change every time you feel off. And you don't need 20 rules. You need a few strong ones. Ones that align with your most important goals. Ones that speak to the kind of person you want to become. Once those are in place, your day gets easier. Not because the work is easy, but because you're not wasting energy deciding. You already know what to do. The rule is in place. You just follow it. So stop making wishes. Start writing rules. Put them where you can see them. Put them in your schedule. Make them visible in your actions. And hold yourself to them. Not just when it's convenient. Every day, if you want a strong life, you need strong rules. That's where discipline is born. That's how consistency is built. And that's how success becomes sustainable. Not from feelings. Not from hype. But from clear rules that you live by. Even when it's hard. Even when it's boring. Even when nobody notices. Make it a rule, not just a wish. That's how you finally stop starting over. That's how you create progress that sticks. That's how you build the kind of life that reflects your highest standards, not your lowest excuses. And once you live like that, everything begins to change. Quietly, steadily, permanently. Chapter 6. Face the boring days without breaking your streak. Most people don't lose their consistency on the hard days. They lose it on the boring ones. When there's no excitement, no big push, no applause, just silence, just routine, just repetition. That's where most people slip. They wake up, the day feels flat, nothing feels urgent, and they say, maybe I'll take a break today, and right there, the streak is broken. Not because of a crisis, but because of boredom, and that's what you have to train yourself to beat. Not pain, not failure, but the ordinary. If you're serious about staying consistent, you've got to learn how to move when it feels dull, when it feels like nothing is changing, when the work doesn't feel exciting anymore. That's the trap, thinking that only exciting days matter. But growth doesn't care about your emotions. Progress doesn't check if you're entertained. Discipline doesn't ask if you're having fun. It only rewards action, over time, without breaks. The boring days are part of the process. They are not a mistake. They are not something to avoid. They are the cost of mastery. When you see someone who's great at what they do, someone consistent, someone sharp, what you don't see are the hundreds of quiet days behind the scenes where they did the work without any attention. That's where consistency is really built. Not in the spotlight, but in the silence. You need to stop treating boredom like a sign that something is wrong. It's not a problem. It's a signal that you're doing something long enough to build rhythm. But people confuse rhythm with dullness. They chase stimulation instead of progress. So they stop showing up when the feeling fades. And that's the real danger. Because if you only take action when you feel inspired, your life will always be unstable. Think about how often people restart. How often they say, "I need to get back on track." The reason they fall off track is almost never because they can't handle pressure. It's because they can't handle routine. They get bored. They stop. They get bored. They scroll. They get bored. They replace the habit with distractions. And each time they do that, their self-trust drops. They lose belief in their ability to follow through. And that damage isn't loud. It's quiet. But it's deep. The goal is not to feel excited every day. The goal is to keep going, no matter how the day feels. And that means you've got to redefine what success looks like. Success is not always big moves. It's showing up when the day feels small. It's doing what you said you would, even when you're not in the mood. It's holding the line when your mind says, "What's the point?" The point is that every time you show up on a boring day, you protect your momentum. You guard the habit. You send a message to yourself that this is who you are now. You're not the type to show up just when it's new or exciting. You're the type to show up because it's part of your identity. Because consistency isn't built on intensity. It's built on commitment. And here's what happens when you keep moving through the dull days. You build emotional toughness. You learn how to stay focused without needing a spark. You stop relying on motivation. You replace it with something much stronger. Discipline tied to purpose. That gives you freedom. Because now your progress is not dependent on how you feel. You've trained yourself to follow through anyway. On boring days, everything in your mind will try to convince you to take it easy. You'll feel restless. You'll start checking your phone more. You'll start justifying. "I've done well lately. It's okay to miss one day." But the danger isn't in missing one day. It's in what that missed day starts to represent. It becomes easier to miss again. You tell yourself, "I'll restart fresh next week." And that's how consistency gets destroyed. Not by one huge failure, but by a slow leak of excuses. You need to prepare yourself mentally. Know that boredom will show up. Know that some days will feel pointless. Know that there won't always be visible progress. And decide in advance that you'll keep going anyway. That decision has to be made before the moment comes. Because in the moment, you won't feel like it. So you can't depend on how you feel. You must depend on your commitment. The people who build the strongest habits are not the ones with perfect plans. They're the ones who don't stop when it's boring. They keep the rhythm going. They stick to the schedule. They value consistency over emotion. They understand that one small action, done again and again, builds something powerful over time. You've got to respect the streak. Not because it's flashy, but because it represents who you're becoming. Every day you keep the streak alive, you reinforce your identity as someone who finishes what they start. You grow your self-respect. You protect your progress. And that's what creates lasting change. Even if the work feels slow, even if the results feel invisible, the habit is growing roots, deep roots. And when you keep watering the roots, the results eventually show, not instantly, but they show. That's how real consistency works. It looks ordinary on the surface, but underneath it's building a structure that's unshakable. What to fault, oft ye want. You have to accept that most of your progress will feel unremarkable. And that's okay. The goal is not to be entertained. The goal is to get better, to become sharper, to move with discipline. And to do that, you must stop making decisions based on feelings. Make them based on principles, on priorities, on who you said you wanted to become. Don't break your streak just because the day feels slow. You work too hard to build it. One skip day might not seem like much, but it changes how you see yourself. It creates a small crack in your system, and cracks grow. So don't let them start. Protect your streak. Guard it like it matters, because it does. And it's not about being perfect. It's about being reliable. If the day feels boring, do the work anyway. If your mind says, why bother? Remind it that discipline doesn't need excitement. It just needs action. If your energy is low, do a smaller version of your task. But do it. Show up. Keep it going. This is what separates those who drift from those who rise. Not just talent. Not just plans. But the ability to keep showing up on the days that don't stand out. That's where your edge is built. That's where you separate yourself. That's where real growth happens. So the next time you face a boring day, don't check out. Don't wait for it to feel better. Don't look for something new. Look at your streak. Look at your goal. Look at your progress. And remind yourself, this isn't about how today feels. It's about what today means. And what it means is simple. This is another brick in the foundation of the life you're building. So place it. Even if it's not perfect. Even if it's not exciting. Even if no one sees it. Place it anyway. Because that's what consistency looks like. Quiet. Steady. Relentless.
Chapter 7. Shut down your doubts before they grow louder. The moment you decide to change your life, doubt shows up. It doesn't wait. It doesn't ask permission. It comes quietly at first, like a soft voice in the background. It says things like, are you sure you can handle this? What if you fail again? What if it doesn't work this time either? And if you don't shut it down early, that voice grows. It starts to shape how you see yourself. It rewrites your confidence. It changes how you show up. And if you let it speak for too long, it will talk you out of everything you were meant to do. The most dangerous doubts are the ones that grow slowly. The ones that start with small cracks in your belief. You miss a step, and your mind says, see, you're not built for this. You get tired, and your mind says, this is too much for you. You compare yourself to others, and your mind says, you'll never catch up. These thoughts don't just appear once. They repeat. They echo. They build. And if you don't challenge them, they become truth in your head, even when they're not based on reality. You don't get rid of doubt by pretending it's not there. You shut it down by refusing to feed it. You stop letting it take up space in your mind. You confront it with facts. You push it out with movement. You override it with action. The moment you hear it, you answer back with effort. You do the opposite of what the doubt is telling you. That's how you shrink its power. People who stay consistent are not people without doubt. They're people who know how to cut it off before it grows. They don't sit and think about what might go wrong. They don't entertain worst-case scenarios. They don't keep replaying past mistakes. They protect their focus by keeping doubt in check. Not with fake positivity, but with proof. They remind themselves of what they've already overcome. They remind themselves that progress is still possible, even if fear is present. Your doubts don't disappear on their own. If you don't speak over them, they become the loudest voice in the room. They will find evidence. They will look for flaws. They will point out every moment you feel weak. And if you're not prepared, you'll start to believe those thoughts. You'll think they're you, but they're not. They're just noise, and noise has to be managed. You have to make a decision, a firm one, that your doubts don't run your life. They don't run your schedule. They don't decide when you stop. They don't have the final say. You do. You get to decide what thoughts get your attention. And anything that doesn't push you forward, anything that makes you question your worth, anything that makes you feel small, it has to be cut off fast. The longer you let doubt sit, the more power it takes. Doubt is like a seed. If you leave it alone, it starts to grow roots. And before long, it wraps around your entire mindset. It affects how you work, how you speak, how you carry yourself. That's why it has to be shut down early. Not tomorrow, not next week, right away. The first sign of it. When you notice yourself hesitating, remind yourself why you started. When you feel fear creeping in, take action anyway. When your mind starts replaying old failures, interrupt the thought. Stand up. Move. Say something out loud. Do anything that reminds you that you're still in control. Because that's the goal, to stay in control of your thoughts, not let your thoughts control you. You have a job to do, and that job requires focus. It requires energy. It requires a mind that's trained to stay sharp under pressure. You can't afford to give your attention to thoughts that don't serve you. Every second you spend feeding doubt is a second you steal from your own progress. Build a habit of catching negative thoughts early. The moment you hear, "This won't work," answer with, "I'll make it work." When you hear, "You've failed before," respond with, "And I got back up every time." When you hear, "This is too much," say, "I've handled worse." Don't sit in silence. Talk back. Use your own voice to bring clarity. Because silence makes doubt stronger. But action breaks it. And the strongest action you can take is to keep moving. You don't need perfect confidence to be consistent. You just need to stop giving energy to the thoughts that break your rhythm. You don't have to be fearless. You just have to be committed. Doubt wants you to pause. But consistency is built in movement. Keep doing the work even while doubt is talking. Keep showing up even while your thoughts are messy. That's how you win. And you will have bad days. You will feel off. You will question yourself. That's human. But you cannot let a rough day become a permanent mindset. You can't let one hard week turn into an abandoned goal. Shut the door on doubt before it sets up camp in your head. Don't wait until it's too loud to function. Hit it early. Hit it hard. And then get back to work. You're not too late. You're not too slow. You're not too behind. Those are just stories your mind tells when it's afraid. The real truth is this. You're capable. You're strong. You've made it through things others never even saw. And you're still here. Still willing to grow. Still willing to show up. That matters. That counts. And when your mind forgets, remind it. Speak like someone who respects their own path. Think like someone who doesn't entertain nonsense. Walk like someone who knows they're building something real. You're not just doing this for today. You're building consistency for a lifetime. And doubt doesn't get to take that from you. Not unless you hand it over. So stop letting fear sit in the front seat. Move it to the back. Lower its volume. You've got more important things to think about. More valuable things to spend your energy on. You're not here to babysit fear. You're here to become the kind of person who keeps showing up. Even when the voice in your head says otherwise. You'll get better at this. The more you practice, the faster you'll catch those thoughts. The faster you'll shut them down. The more you'll trust yourself to move without overthinking. It takes effort. It takes patience. But it's worth it. Because once you build that habit, doubt doesn't get to decide your pace anymore. You do. And from that place of control, you'll build something solid. Something that lasts. Not because every day is perfect. But because you stopped giving your doubts the power to run your life. You replaced hesitation with confidence. You replaced overthinking with action. And that's how real consistency is born. Quietly. Day by day. Decision by decision. And always, always in spite of doubt. Not because of it.
Chapter 8. Move forward even when no one claps for you. Most people stop too soon because they're waiting for someone to notice. They want recognition. They want applause. They want approval. They want someone to say, "I see you," and when no one does, they slow down. They start to question the effort. They wonder if it's even worth it. That's how dreams die, not from failure, but from being ignored. But the truth is, the most important parts of your growth will happen when no one is watching. The real change happens when it's just you, your effort, and silence. You've got to learn how to keep going without needing permission. You have to push yourself without expecting a round of applause every time you take a step. You have to move forward without someone patting you on the back. Because if you depend on praise, your discipline will never last. Some days no one will care how hard you're working. Some days you'll give everything and still hear nothing. That doesn't mean your work doesn't matter. It means your reasons have to go deeper than recognition. You don't become consistent by being seen. You become consistent by staying committed when you feel invisible. That's where character is built. That's where mental strength forms. When you show up without an audience. When you follow through without feedback. When you keep moving forward, even when no one claps. That's the level most people never reach. They quit the moment the spotlight fades. They give up when the praise stops. But the real ones keep going anyway. Because they're not doing it for attention. They're doing it for growth. If you really want to change your life, you've got to stop needing everyone to understand you. Most people won't get your path. They won't see your vision. They won't feel your urgency. And that's okay, their validation isn't required for your transformation. Your mission is to move forward regardless. Whether people support you or not. Whether they notice or not. Whether they believe in you or not. You can't keep waiting for someone to tell you you're doing well. You've got to tell yourself. You've got to be your own source of fuel. Your own motivation. Your own standard. Because if the only time you give your best is when someone's watching, your results will always be inconsistent. You'll keep pausing your progress until someone else reminds you why it matters. But the truth is, it should matter with or without them. Most of the growth you're chasing is built in the quiet seasons. The days when no one texts to check in. The weeks when no one compliments your progress. The months when it feels like your hard work is invisible. That's where consistency is tested. That's where belief is refined. You don't get stronger by being seen.
You get stronger by doing the work without needing to be seen. And you don't need to announce every move. You don't need to explain yourself. You don't need to prove anything to anyone who isn't doing the work with you. Your growth is not a performance. It's a process, a private one. And the ones who reach real transformation are the ones who keep working while everyone else is distracted, doubting, or doing nothing. It's easy to work hard when you're being celebrated. But how do you show up when no one's cheering? How do you stay locked in when your results are quiet and your effort is ignored? That's the test. That's where consistency is either real or fake. If it's real, you'll keep showing up without needing applause. If it's fake, you'll stop when attention fades. You have to reach a point where the work matters more than the recognition. Where the habit matters more than the highlight. Where your standard matters more than someone else's approval. That's when everything starts to change. Because now you're driven by something deeper than attention. You're driven by purpose. You're driven by responsibility. You're driven by the promise you made to yourself. And that promise must be kept. Even when the world is silent. Especially then. That's the time to double down. That's the time to reinforce your commitment. That's the time to remind yourself why you started in the first place. Not for likes. Not for claps. Not for compliments, but for growth. For freedom, for becoming the kind of person who can trust their own word. You can't build that if you only move when it feels good. You build that by staying in motion through the quiet, through the lonely, through the moments when your effort feels invisible. That's the hidden grind. The one nobody sees but everyone respects once the results show up, and they will show up. But not right away. Not loudly. Not with fireworks. They'll show up slowly. Quietly. Just like your discipline. Just like your consistency. Just like your commitment. You've got to find power in doing it alone. Not because you want to be alone. But because you're willing to stay the course even if you are. That's maturity. That's control. That's what separates those who build long-term progress from those who only chase short-term applause. Let people doubt you. Let them ignore your progress. Let them stay silent while you grind. Because one day they'll see what you are building in the dark, and by then it won't matter if they clap or not. You won't need it. You'll be too busy growing, too busy moving forward. Too busy building a life that speaks for itself. So stop waiting for applause. Stop chasing praise. Start respecting your effort, even when no one else does. Start showing up for yourself like you're worth it, even when no one is watching. Start holding yourself to a higher standard, even when no one recognizes it. Because your consistency has to be stronger than your need for validation. Your focus has to be stronger than your desire for recognition. Your discipline has to be stronger than your emotions. That's how you build something that lasts. Not just a flash of progress, but a life built on real habits, solid effort, quiet consistency. Move forward even when no one claps. That's how you prove to yourself that you're serious. That's how you rise above distractions. That's how you earn the life you say you want, with or without the spotlight. Because the spotlight doesn't build you. The work does. The repetition does. The focus does. And that's something you never need applause for. You just need the courage to keep going.
Chapter 9. Make consistency your identity, not just your strategy. Consistency isn't just something you do. It's who you become. The people who stay consistent long-term are the ones who stop treating it like a short-term plan. It's not a trick. It's not a tactic. It's not a 30-day challenge. It's an identity. It's part of how you live, how you think, how you carry yourself. And until it becomes that, it will always feel like a struggle.
You can't keep showing up only when it fits your schedule or when it feels good. That's not consistency, that's convenience. And real change doesn't come from convenience. It comes from decisions you follow through on, even when the mood disappears. That shift happens when you stop seeing consistency as something extra and start seeing it as something required. There's a difference between saying, "I'm trying to be consistent," and saying, "This is just what I do now." That small change in language says everything. One is effort. The other is identity. When you see yourself as someone who is consistent, not someone who's attempting it, you stop negotiating with it. You stop questioning whether to do the work. You stop giving yourself an exit every time things get uncomfortable. It's not up for discussion anymore. It's just who you are. Your identity drives your actions more than your goals ever will. You can set all the goals in the world, but if deep down you don't see yourself as someone who follows through, you'll keep falling off. You'll keep returning to old habits. You'll keep searching for shortcuts. But when you attach consistency to your character, everything changes. Now, skipping a day doesn't just feel like missing a task, it feels like going against your own standards. And that pain is exactly what keeps you on track. You have to choose what kind of person you want to be, not just what results you want. It's not just about building a better body, earning more, learning faster, or gaining skills. It's about becoming someone who is known, even by yourself, as reliable, disciplined, and locked in. That's a reputation you carry with you. And once it's part of how you see yourself, it becomes harder to break. The problem is, most people build plans around what they want, but never update how they see themselves. They write down goals. They set reminders. But they still believe deep down that they're inconsistent. That belief, even if it's quiet, controls them. Because your brain wants to be right. If you believe you're someone who always gives up, you'll find a way to repeat that cycle, just to stay aligned with the story you've accepted. That's why this shift matters. Because when consistency becomes your identity, your brain starts protecting that image. It starts rejecting anything that pulls you away from it. You don't skip workouts because that's not who you are. You don't waste hours because that doesn't align with how you operate. You don't talk yourself out of action because you see yourself as someone who shows up no matter what. That level of alignment creates power. You stop fighting with yourself every day. You just move. And it's not about being perfect, it's about being intentional. About making sure your daily actions match the person you're becoming. You can't live like a quitter and expect to believe you're consistent. You can't skip work constantly and expect to feel confident. You earn that trust back by proving it through action. Repeated action. Uninterrupted action. That's how the new identity is built. Start speaking differently. Stop saying you're trying. Start saying you are. Speak it like a fact. I'm consistent. I follow through. I show up. Not because you're faking it, but because you're committing to it. Your brain needs a new script to follow, and your behavior has to back it up. Every time you act in line with that identity, you reinforce it. Every time you break it, you weaken it. And the results always match the identity that wins. Don't treat consistency like a program you're testing. It's not an experiment. It's a personal code. It's your way of living now. You do what's required because that's how you live, not because you're trying to impress anyone, not because you're waiting for fast results, but because this is how you take control of your life. Every day your actions vote for the kind of person you believe you are. So make every vote count. There's a quiet strength in doing things when no one is watching. That's when identity is truly tested. When you don't have anyone holding you accountable, when there's no praise, no reward, no feedback, and you still follow through. That's when you know consistency is no longer a strategy. It's who you are. You don't need to feel powerful to be powerful. You just need to do the thing you promised yourself you'd do. And some days will feel off. Some days you'll move slower. Some days you'll question yourself. But the anchor is your identity. That's what keeps you grounded. That's what reminds you. This is who I am, and I don't walk away from what I said. You don't need to fight every battle in your head. You just need to remember who you are now. Someone who keeps their word. Someone who acts with intention. Someone who builds, even on hard days. If consistency is just a strategy for you, you'll drop it as soon as it's inconvenient. If it's just a method, you'll switch it when it feels repetitive. If it's just a tactic, you'll replace it when it doesn't give fast results. But if it's part of your identity, you'll protect it. You'll fight for it. You'll stick to it. Because you're not just doing consistent things, you've become someone who is consistent. This is where freedom lives. In structure, in discipline, in becoming the kind of person who doesn't need motivation to move. You build momentum by removing the option to quit. You stop looking for loopholes. You stop hoping it gets easier. You accept that this is the path, and you walk it anyway. Not because it's always fun, but because it's who you are now. You have a choice today. You can keep trying to use consistency like a tool, or you can make it part of who you are. The first will always fail when pressure shows up. The second will carry you through it. One is weak under stress, the other grows stronger with time, so stop trying to become consistent. Start seeing yourself as someone who already is. Let that identity lead the way. Let it decide how you handle the hard days, the boring days, the silent days. Because when you live from identity, the struggle to stay consistent disappears. You're no longer asking, should I do this? You already know. It's not optional. It's built in. That's how you stay consistent. Not through hacks. Not through emotion. Through identity. Through deciding, once and for all, that this is who you are now. And living every day like you mean it. Chapter 10. Work like quitting is not an option anymore. The reason most people stay stuck is because quitting is always an option in their mind. It's sitting there quietly, waiting for a rough day, waiting for a setback, waiting for a moment of doubt. And the second things feel heavy, the second progress feels slow, they reach for it. They say, maybe this isn't for me, or I'll come back to it later, or I need a break. And just like that, the progress is gone, the energy is gone, the momentum is gone. That's what happens when you give yourself a back door. You use it. Eventually you will use it. But if you're serious about staying consistent, about finishing what you start, about finally changing your life, quitting has to be removed. Not delayed, not pushed to the side, completely eliminated. You have to work like quitting isn't an option anymore. Like it doesn't even exist in your vocabulary. You show up like the only choice is forward. You treat every challenge as something to push through, not something to escape from. When you remove the option to quit, your brain stops negotiating. You stop wasting energy, debating whether to keep going. The decision has already been made. You don't revisit it every time it gets uncomfortable. You just keep going. That's where real consistency is born, in the mindset that says, I don't stop when it's hard, I stop when it's done. That mindset changes everything. It turns pressure into fuel. It turns bad days into lessons. It turns doubt into a reason to focus harder. But none of that can happen if quitting is still sitting in the back of your mind. You have to go into your routine with the mentality that you're not leaving. You're not bailing when it gets tough. You're not starting over again in 6 months. You're locked in. And when you lock in like that, your work starts to sharpen. You become more serious with your time. You stop making decisions based on how you feel. You start making decisions based on who you said you want to become. When quitting is off the table, discipline takes its place, not perfection, not endless motivation, just quiet, steady discipline. You move even when it's slow. You work even when it's silent. You show up even when your emotions want to shut everything down. That's how strong habits are built, not by waiting for the mood, but by removing the option to escape. You have to train your mind to see every problem as part of the process, not a reason to stop. Every setback, every delay, every challenge, they're part of the work, not obstacles from it. If you keep thinking every obstacle means you need to pause or change direction, you'll never make it through anything long enough to succeed. You'll always be in restart mode. But when you work like quitting is not allowed, your entire perspective changes. Now, the question isn't can I keep going? It's what needs to be done next. That's a powerful place to operate from. There's a strength that comes from staying committed no matter what. You start to trust yourself on a different level. You stop looking around for permission. You stop needing other people to validate your pace. You're not doing this to be noticed anymore. You're doing this because it's part of who you are now. The person who keeps going. The person who finds a way. The person who doesn't stop until the job is done. And it doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean you won't get tired. It doesn't mean every day will feel like progress. But when quitting is no longer an option, you stop letting those feelings decide what you do. You get up and do the work anyway. You don't need a reason. The reason is already built into the commitment. You said you were going to do it. So you do. Too many people let emotions run the show. They feel overwhelmed, so they pause. They feel discouraged, so they wait. They feel confused, so they stop. But you can't build consistency if every emotion has the power to change your direction. You need a line that doesn't move. A rule that says, no matter how I feel, I keep going. That rule removes all the noise. It makes your path simple, not easy but clear. You just do the next step. Again and again and again. When you truly remove quitting, you start to build grit. Not the kind that talks loud. The kind that shows up every day. The kind that holds the line even when the pressure is heavy. That kind of mindset is rare. But it's what creates results that last. Not results that fade when life gets busy. Not results that disappear when you hit a wall, but results that stay because you didn't let go when it got uncomfortable. You have to stop waiting for things to feel easier. They won't. What gets easier is your ability to handle pressure. What gets easier is your ability to stay focused when the results are slow. What gets easier is your ability to keep moving even when no one is watching. That's what happens when you remove the escape option. You start growing in ways you didn't even think were possible. And yes, you'll have moments where quitting crosses your mind. But the key is not letting it stay. You don't sit with it. You don't entertain it. You don't make space for it. You replace it immediately with movement. The fastest way to kill the urge to quit is to act. Not to think about it. Not to journal about it. Not to talk it out. Just move. Take the next step. Refocus your mind on progress. Even if it's small. That's how you build consistency that lasts. Not by chasing motivation. not by hoping things get easier, but by cutting off the option to quit completely. You replace that space in your mind with a higher standard. You replace it with discipline, with habits, with reminders of what you're here to do and why it matters. You're not the same person you used to be, and your approach can't be either. You've done the stop-start cycle before. You've had the highs followed by long pauses. You've watched your own progress fall apart too many times. You don't need another plan. You need a decision. A final one. That this time quitting isn't part of it. That this time you're not looking for the easy way. You're looking to become someone solid. Someone dependable. Someone who doesn't fold when it's uncomfortable. That version of you is already inside. But it only comes alive when you stop entertaining the idea of quitting. That version of you comes out when you stay in the fight. No matter how long it takes. No matter how messy it feels. No matter how lonely the path gets. You keep going. Because you've made a choice now. To work like quitting is not an option anymore. Not because you never feel like stopping. But because you've finally decided that your future matters more than your feelings. And when you live like that, the results take care of themselves. Slowly. Quietly. But powerfully. And they stay because you stayed.